News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Nigel Farage has announced he will stand as a candidate in next month's UK general election and will lead the Reform Party. Is it likely to have an impact on the outcome? Well, here to tell us is Lauren McAvatt, a former UK government special advisor. Lauren, that poll yesterday coming at the same time as Nigel Farage's announcement, I presume this is more bad news for the Tories, is it?
Yeah, it's. I don't think it's going to be a boon to the Conservatives within this particular election. The poll that came out around the time that he made the announcement is now completely out of date. I think that it will have a very big impact on Reform polling. Richard Tice, who was the previous Reform leader, who's a very nice man, I sat next to him at a dinner once, but beyond that, is not a particularly good leader. He's not a particularly inspiring leader, and he's not a very good public speaker. Was not going to, I think, push the Reform numbers any further up. I think Nigel Farage is likely to win the Clacton seat, most unfortunately for public discourse, because then he'll be in public life for 5 years at least. And I think Reform will begin to take more votes off both major parties, actually, in the coming weeks, because Nigel Farage has come back as leader. I listened to his announcement yesterday, and he made the very interesting point that they have in previous elections taken more votes off Labour in many areas than they have off the Conservatives. So I think that this is a problem for both major parties.
Yeah, and I mean, the way the British electoral system works, it's first past the post. So, I mean, a Reform candidate, even if he or she doesn't get elected, can have an impact on who does.
Absolutely. We don't have any kind of proportional representation in general elections in the United Kingdom. I personally think that that's a good thing. But Nigel Farage obviously doesn't. He's been chomping at the bit for electoral reform for a really long time. If he wins in Clacton, it will be a tremendous upset to the apple cart, but it is not out of the realms that he could win. This is a seat that voted to leave the European Union by some distance and has a lot of reform support already. This was already a seat that they were majorly targeting for the next election. And so it is a smart choice for him to have chosen that seat to parachute himself into. I think there's going to be a fairly disgruntled outgoing Reform candidate, but not disgruntled enough to make any trouble. Apparently he knew that this might be a possibility. But yeah, I think that this is going to change the nature of this election. Nigel Farage, as an example, will be in the seven-way leader debate now, and he's a very good debater. And Reform being a more powerful force means that the activities of the Conservative Party in the last week, where they have pivoted substantially to trying to capture the grey vote with very sort of time machine-esque policies like national service, was a waste of time, because they're never going to capture as much from the Reform side. And perhaps being more moderate in the last couple of weeks would have done us better.
Okay. Very finally, that poll seemed to suggest the Conservative Party were on course for their worst electoral defeat in over 100 years, much worse than in 1997 when Tony Blair had that sweeping majority. Is that your best guess now? I mean, is it inevitable that there will be a sweeping Labour victory, do you think?
I don't know about inevitability in the British political system. 5 weeks is a long time in politics. But I think that it definitely doesn't look good for my party. I think that there's a lot of people in the electorate who wish to give my party a kicking because they feel that things have gotten worse in the last several years. But I also believe that the only poll that matters is the one on polling day. And it is actually very hard to work out what the exact figures would be. These are projections rather than predictions in the MRP polls. And so we have to wait and see. I also think that they're now all out of date after the Nigel Farage announcement.
OK, Lauren McAvatt, a former UK special advisor. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.